here we go. I am so excited to talk with Shelby Lees, senior editor at National Geographic Kids Books. Every time I get to talk to you guys, I get so excited. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. And you guys have got this cool thing for National Geographic Kids, the coolest stuff on Earth, a closer look at the weird, wild, and wonderful. Tell me the background on this and how you guys got the idea to do it.
Well, you know, here at Nat Geo Kids, we love fun facts. It's, you know, it's what we do.
Yes.
So we wanted to take a look at some of the things that are around us in the world that you may not realize how really cool they are. So, yeah, this is a lot of kind of secrets revealed, things that you think you've seen and you think you know, but we're going to tell you something completely unheard of about them.
I think that's so cool. I mean, you're taking a look at all kinds of things, like some fun facts about animals. Tell me about this, about dogs and shaking off how much water?
Yeah, that is one of my personal favorite facts in the book. And anyone who has stood next to a wet dog can attest, dogs can actually shake off an entire pound of water in less than a second.
Oh my gosh. Really? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, how did you guys figure this out?
Well, we work with some amazing authors who are top-notch researchers who know how to find information like this. But honestly, it comes down to just being personally curious. You know, when you're standing there and your dog shakes off a lot of water, you think, how much water is the dog actually shaking off? How does that work? How does that happen? And, you know, so it's just kind of paying attention to what's going on around you and stopping to think, wait a minute, what's actually happening here?
Well, and another cool thing I see in the notes here is that you all are saying that some sand dunes whistle and sing.
Yeah, so out in the Gobi Desert, there are these sand dunes that, because of the way that they formed, when the wind blows over them, it actually makes the very loose, dry top layer of sand vibrate as it runs down the sand dune. And that creates, you know, all kinds of kind of eerie singing sounds to it. But one of the best parts about that is the way scientists tested their theory about why that was happening is they actually went to the sand dunes and, like, I think everybody wants to, they sat right down on it and slid down and used their bum to create vibrations.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious. Now, what about the U.S. dollar bill?
Yeah, you know, the U.S. dollar bill is subject to all kinds of conspiracy theories, but we wanted to take a look at it. And, you know, people think, oh, the number 13 is represented all over the bill. It must be Illuminati. And the number 13 is represented all over the bill. For example, that pyramid that you see on the back of it has 13 layers. The eagle that's also on the back has 13 stripes and 13 stars. But, you know, of course, when we take a step back and remember there were 13 original colonies, it makes sense that the number 13 is pretty important for the United States.
Well, tell me some other things that are in the book that are some of your favorites, because I'm looking through here and it's like, what? Dolphins have their own language. I love dolphins.
Dolphins are adorable, and, you know, we've all heard them squeak and chatter, and, you know, scientists are working on trying to figure out what it is the dolphins are saying to each other.
Aww.
But one thing that scientists have discovered is that some species actually have names. The baby dolphins actually give themselves a signature whistle. That's their name. And the other dolphins will refer to that dolphin or speak to that dolphin using their name.
Wow. That is just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the book is just jam-packed with photos and information and questions and answers with experts in the field. How fun was this book to put together? I can't imagine.
Oh, it was a blast. You know, every single page, I stop and say, what? Is that true? You know, and I'll do some fact-checking research of my own just to make sure, yeah, that is actually true. It's a blast.
I just think it's so cool how you and your team focus on bringing engaging content to kids and to foster a lifelong love of learning. That is so important. And what a great gift idea for Christmas, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's great for all the kids in your life. It's, you know, great for your niece or nephew that maybe you haven't seen for a little bit because of COVID.
Yes.
And it's also great to take a flip through yourself, I say, before giving it away, because if there's something in there for everybody.
Oh, yeah. I think it's for all ages. It definitely is. I mean, I'm just into it. I love it so much. You've done so much. The senior editor at National Geographic Kids Books. I mean, some of the things you have, you've worked on titles ranging from Welcome to Mars and To the Moon and Back and Dining with Dinosaurs. What is one of your favorite projects you've worked on? That's a hard one, I know.
Oh, it's so hard to pick. You know, one of my joys is that I get to work on all different kinds of books. So, you know, everything from fact jam-packed books like Cool Stuff on Earth to, you mentioned Welcome to Mars, that was with Buzz Aldrin, and it's more narrative, and it takes a look at what it would take to settle on Mars. I'm currently working on a really fun series right now. It's fiction, it's fact-based fiction, with the author is Valerie Tripp, who was the co-creator of American Girls. And the series we're working on is about a bunch of middle school girls who are all named for famous scientists, and they are all very brainy and have different science and engineering backgrounds. And, you know, they go through all the normal middle school things, like if they're in sixth grade, so, you know, having to figure out changing classes, and Izzy Newton is the main character. It's called Izzy Newton in the Smart Squad, and she has to take a public speaking class, and she gets nervous. But at the same time, they also solve mysteries that are happening in the school using their science smarts, and that one is just super fun.
Oh my gosh, when's that going to be available?
So the first book one, just went on sale this fall, and book two is coming next fall.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. You have the coolest job, and it sounds like you just have fun. I mean, you're smiling all the time. I love it.
It is super fun.
Well, Shelby, tell me again, I mean, it's the coolest stuff on earth. How do we find out more? How do we get it? What's your website? How do we follow you?
Books they're available wherever books are sold, so check out your local indie or Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You should be able to find it. You can also check out kids.nationalgeographic.com, where we have just full of videos and games and fun facts and everything you could want to know about everything.
I just think it's great. Well, thank you so much, and have a happy Thanksgiving and holiday season.
Thank you. You too.